This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. A raw milk warning expands and Conan the dog's life has been saved. But first, as you just heard on CBS Network News, the suspected gunman is dead after an elementary school shooting near Oroville in Northern California. Deputies were on scene of an active incident involving a shooting at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventist in Palermo. Butte County Sheriff said when deputies got there, they found a man believed to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He is dead. Deputies also found two students with gunshot wounds who were taken to the hospital, but their conditions are not known at this time. A massive cash penalty for SoCal Gas to deal with the impacts of the worst methane leak in U.S. history at the Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Facility in Porter Ranch back in 2015. Pete DiVittorio joins us live with the latest.
That $71 million settlement over the damages done to the Chatsworth area by the Aliso Canyon gas leak will go to a number of programs that were already in existence but have since run out of money. State Senator Henry Stern lays out how that money could be allocated beginning early next year.
San Fernando Valley residents, whether you own a home or rent a home, you'll get upgrades and discounts on new heating equipment or cooling equipment for your house that doesn't rely on gas. So next time your furnace breaks or your water heater breaks, you'll be eligible for discounts once this program gets up and running in the next few months here. Also, schools are going to see more shade and trees, as well as community infrastructure like senior centers or Boys and Girls Clubs. Places that we go when it's hot or cold are also going to get upgraded to be not so reliant on that gas field.
Now, eventually, the hope is that with more areas shifting away from natural gas to electric power, there'll be lessening demand for natural gas and the option of completely shutting down the Aliso Canyon facility before its proposed end of operation in 2039.
Thanks, Pete. A longtime Beverly Hills high school teacher was fired over a private Facebook post, and now she's suing. Emily Valdez has more.
Joni Garrett worked at Beverly Hills High School for 15 years as a history teacher, 30 years in the district. According to her attorney, she wrote on Facebook a day after the election, disappointment in students who held a pro-Trump rally alleging they were harassing black students. She was fired a week after the post.
We've reviewed the handbooks and we don't see any prohibition on private Facebook posts. I think it would be against the education code if it did.
Attorney James DeSimone.
And in fact, to the opposite, Beverly Hills Unified School District's policies affirm the employee's rights to hold and express personal beliefs without fear of reprisal, provided the activities don't disrupt their work. I mean, teachers understand they're there to teach, but they don't give up their First Amendment rights when they walk out that door of the school.
He says she was fired in a phone call. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And we got a statement from the superintendent of the Beverly Hills Unified School District saying that Garrett was not fired. He says she retired from full-time teaching years ago and is still a substitute teacher for the district. Conan is safe. A judge has ordered a pit bull Labrador mix to be returned to his Burbank family under certain conditions. The judge concluded that the attack on a woman earlier this year was unprovoked and that the dog is vicious, but she says Conan should not be put down. The conditions include proof of rabies vaccination and licensing, that he is designated as a vicious animal and not allowed off the property unless he's on a leash and muzzled. Also, he has to be kept in a secure enclosure or outdoor place where he can't escape. The family had claimed the woman provoked that attack when he bit her arm, but the judge disagreed. LA's Department of Animal Services will be audited by the city controller's office. It's expected to find out whether the city is providing animals with humane care, whether programs are helping to save animals, and whether sites can handle the demand. Announcement comes just days after Stacey Daines resigned as the general manager of animal services after being put on paid leave in August. No reasons for her departure have been given. The department has had issues with overcrowding and staffing for the last few years. There's an expanded recall of raw milk and cream products after bird flu was detected. LA County Public Health advises people to avoid consuming raw milk and cream products from Raw Farm, which was recalled last week. All sizes of products made after November 9th have been recalled. The health department says not to drink it and return it to where you bought it. Pasteurized milk, by the way, is still safe. Los Angeles will soon be a sanctuary city. The law passed by L.A. City Council makes it illegal for local cops to assist federal immigration agents. Craig Figner talked to Mayor Bass about why it's needed.
Well, a person who's undocumented is not going to say that there was a robbery at their store or in their home if they're afraid that they might wind up becoming the subject of a law enforcement action.
Yeah, Councilmember John Lee told me he had incidents where there were fires in his district and people were afraid to report them because they were afraid something could happen with their immigration status and police showing up.
Exactly right. And so it's important, especially in our city, which is a city of immigrants, that people feel safe and don't feel like their government is going to hurt them.
Bass still needs to sign the law before it can take effect. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to retaliate against so-called sanctuary cities and states by withholding federal funding. A mystery in Laurel Canyon. Some new details coming out about the death of William de Rothschild, whose body was found by firefighters after his house on Lookout Mountain Avenue burned late last month. Now, he claimed to be a member of Europe's Rothschild's banking family with a fortune worth billions, but there were questions raised after he died. And now a court filing may reveal the truth. In 1985, William Kaufman petitioned the L.A. County Superior Court to change his name to de Rothschild. Now, he claimed the name was from his mother's side, but that was news to his younger brother, Richard Kaufman of Oregon. Now, he told the L.A. Times that his brother had disappeared back in the 1960s or 70s, and he was presumed dead a long time ago. That house fire, by the way, is still under investigation. In addition to the city of L.A., the state of California is prepared to deal with Trump's threats of mass deportations. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Election 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
The final House race has been decided, with the Democrats flipping a seat held by Republican John Duarte in the Central Valley. He has conceded to Democrat Adam Gray. This means Democrats have picked up three extra congressional seats in California, despite slumping to a national defeat. And joining us now live is top political analyst Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So the Republican majority is 220 to 215. But that's not going to be true for the first part of next year, is it?
That's right. Three Republicans are going to be vacancies. Matt Gaetz of Florida has already resigned. Mike Waltz is going to be National Security Advisor. And Elise Stefanik is going to be UN Ambassador. So they're going to be down three, which means it's 217 to 215. They can only lose one vote. One Republican gets sick. One Republican decides to be contrary, they lose on the floor. That's a really tough situation for the Republican majority.
So with the House that tight, at least for the first few months until some special elections are held, I think most of those are going to wind up staying in Republican hands. Do you think the Trump administration will exercise some kind of control over any House member who wants to kind of buck the president? And they might bring to bear, like, we'll primary you in the next election. Do you think that's going to happen more now that more is on the line?
I think you're going to see some of that. The most important part of the strategy is timing for things such as tax legislation, which could be very controversial, could lose some votes. You're going to see that come up much later when the Republicans are back at full strength.
Do you think the Republican Party, especially in the House, is unified enough to deal with a razor-thin majority like that?
They're pretty unified on most issues. However, if every member knows that he or she could cast the deciding vote, that gives a lot of leverage to individuals who have an agenda of their own. And that's going to be a big problem for the Republican leadership.
What do you think this is going to mean for any upcoming issues with the budget, like, say, a continuing resolution not getting passed in time?
I think they're going to be very conservative with a continuing resolution, not try to stuff it with a lot of controversial agenda items. That will come later in 2025. There's just so much you can do with such a narrow majority, especially, again, if somebody is out because they're sick.
What do you make of the results in California with three House pickups for the Democratic Party?
Well, it's a favorable ending to the season. Democrats were disappointed that they didn't win the majority, but they came out with a net gain of seats, and they're putting the Republican majority in a very tight situation. So under the circumstances, that's a pretty good outcome for the Democrats.
All right. Local political analyst Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
President-elect Trump has threatened mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. California officials doing what they can to keep that from happening. We're going to talk about that as Nonstop News at 5 continues. State Attorney General Rob Bonta is preparing public officials across California for the prospect of mass deportations. He was speaking at a San Francisco library.
We're here today because we're issuing updated model policies and recommendations to guide public institutions and their staff in complying with California law, limiting state and local participation in immigration enforcement activities. We are providing guidance on how to follow the law. This includes libraries like the one we're in today, as well as California college and university campuses, healthcare facilities, shelters, labor agencies, K-12 public schools, and courthouses. Our guidance will help staff at public institutions develop practical plans to protect the rights of immigrants and their families by outlining steps they can take to ensure they are not using state or local resources to support immigration enforcement. Here in California, we're not going to spend our time, our money, or resources going backward. We've all heard President-elect Trump's calls for mass deportations. He's been loud and clear about that. That he's going to use the military, he says, to execute his plans, the National Guard. It's inhumane, it's illogical, it's fiscally irresponsible, and it's against what this state and, frankly, what the country stands for. The reality is immigrants are the backbone of our nation. Immigrants make America great. I say that as someone who, like so many Californians, was born in a different country, who watched my own immigrant mother go through the naturalization process, become a citizen after she and my father brought our family to the U.S. when I was just 2 months old to avoid the rise of martial law and a dictatorship in the Philippines. They did what so many families from around the world do. They came to the United States seeking a better life and seeking opportunity. But I also say this armed with facts. Look no further than the fact that lower levels of immigration have led to a slowdown in the economy and to rising inflation. It's been estimated that immigrants will add an astonishing $7 trillion to the U.S. economy over the next 10 years. Immigrants are paying taxes, including the ones that keep Medicaid and Social Security afloat. They're contributing to our country's economy, our growth. There is no doubt about that. It is indisputable. But they also bring so many other unique contributions that can't be quantified by any metric. I want to emphasize that California DOJ is here to protect immigrants' safety, immigrants' freedoms, and immigrants' rights. Let me be clear. President-elect Trump's immigration agenda is draconian, and his rhetoric xenophobic.
Tom Holman, who has been picked by Trump as his border czar, has warned California not to cross the line and impede federal agents carrying out deportations. He says harboring and concealing an illegal alien from ICE is a crime and will be prosecuted. 520. It was a good day for the markets. The Dow closed up 308. The S&P up 37. NASDAQ up 254.
Hollywood has turned more risk-averse. That according to actress Kerry Washington, who says she doubts her series Scandal could happen today with her in the lead.
Everybody called it a risk. The studio thought it was a risk. The network thought it was a risk. Everybody was proud of ABC Disney for taking this risk. We've talked about how the environment right now is so risk-averse. So I don't know that it would have been greenlit with me. With a black woman at the center. And it wasn't the first idea.
While Washington says there has been enormous progress, she says there's still a tremendous amount of work to do when it comes to minority representation in Hollywood. Washington did say the other reason why she doesn't think Scandal would have happened today is because studios are not giving shows enough time to succeed. She said her show Unprisoned was canceled after just 2 seasons or 16 episodes on Hulu. Scandal ran for 7 seasons or 124 episodes on ABC.
I'm Bloomberg's Karen Moscow, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That is your nonstop news at 5 for Wednesday, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.